some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking tough. Yo, what's up, what a LOC? The girls were all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina.
Baby, a little Funky Comadina. Welcome back. Thanks for riding to the break with us. Your host, Ray I, your handsome but yet humble host, the Vogelvogger, Matty G, on a Saturday morning. Here we are right after Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Midwest Outdoors Studios. You're listening to 590 AM. That's KFNS. And what is it, Vogelvogger? KX?
FM.
1380 AM and talkstl.com, baby.
Yeah,
and you could go right on there live, mobile, and on demand. Get the phone app at the website, or you can go in and just click on Ray I. You'll see the show, and all our shows are archived there. Our podcast is there, and my live link, Listen Live link, is right there. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to the Iceman. The Iceman cometh. We're talking about a true pioneer in ice fishing, the godfather of ice fishing, the Michael Waddell of ice fishing. Maybe Michael Waddell's the Gents of hunting.
Ooh.
Could be the Dave Gents of hunting. You think of that?
You never know.
You never know. Hey, there he is. Dave, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, you know, I didn't catch one here in the last couple of minutes. It's time for me to go cast somewhere else. That means drill a new hole.
Well, you can't leave yet because we're talking to you. You're not going anywhere until we get done with you. See. Now I got to give Vogler a six-pack of beer. I told him you would catch a fish during the break.
Yeah, well, I said I just got to this lake this morning. I'm only in my second hole, so.
Okay.
I ain't touching that one. This things that you have out there, these shacks,
yeah,
we're looking Vogler's at the fish
going
trap.
Crazy over the clam. When I came back, I wanted to ask you about that, Dave, because you invented the what do you call it, Vogler?
Fish trap?
Fish trap, yep.
I'm seeing if Vogler's paying attention. And I know that Clam makes those now, but didn't you originally design that yourself? That was your own deal?
Yes. You know, it was in my family since I've been, you know, single digits in age.
Okay.
But in, you know, the 70s, I started making a few and selling them to my friends. And, you know, 1980, it became a business and, you know, started paying taxes. I guess that's how it becomes a business.
That's how it becomes a business. And now it's mass-produced with the Clam Corporation. You work for them. You've been mentioning a lot of the great products you work for. But you just, like, plowed the road straight ahead in this ice fishing and went places that nobody ever heard of.
Yeah, and then, you know, the technique of using your sonar, you know, taking your sonar out of your boat and taking it with you out on the ice.
Yeah.
And using it, you know, that was unheard of, you know, 25 years ago. And now pretty much up here in Minnesota, everybody's got a sonar when they're out there on the ice of some sort. You know, I prefer the Vexilar. That's my go-to. That's FLX-28, and I got it mounted right in front of me here, and I'm watching my hook go up and down on the screen, and if a fish comes in, I'm going to see that fish on there, and now it's like playing a video game with live players on the other end.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Out on the lake with a hole in it, fishing. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, Dave, in his own words, great piece. Sorry you had to deal with Mr. Strand so much to put this together. You know, I know how that is. I know how his interviews are. Trust me, brother. And I know you've been with him about as long as I have. And wow.
Yeah, take some time to get through it. But he's certainly a fun person to get interviewed by because he asks really good questions.
He does ask good questions, but you know how he used to convince me to sit there longer? He'd always bring me beer. Did he bring you beer?
No. I reached my quota.
Okay. I was looking at the video with your little fishing rod, and I can't help it, you know, because I'm not an ice fisherman. I thought when I first looked at it, I said, man, that's a tiny rod. But the size of the fish you were pulling up through the ice on that thing.
Yeah, you're inside this little shelter, so it's kind of hard to have a big, long fishing rod. And again, these are specially built rods that are designed to be that length. So, you know, you're not trying to cast them. I guess that's kind of what the length of the rod helps you cast farther.
Right. And all your products, all your Dave Gents endorsed products and all the different companies, I mean, you're talking Gander Mountain and all the different stores. Where all can they find your stuff, Dave?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, Gander Mountain, Cabela's. Bass Pro Shop, you know, them are, you know, things that, you know, we have our Fleet Farms. And,
right.
You know, up in this country. But or you just go to, you know, clam.com and you can buy them all that way, too.
Right off the
check
website.
Out the catalog.
Yeah. What about all these shows you're getting ready to go do and seminars? You're still doing the seminar circuit, right?
Oh, yeah. We still, you know, go to these ice fishing shows and you know, talk to, you know, literally thousands of people. You know, no matter where I stop and, you know, people crowd around me and, you know, and I'm kind of hard to believe people ask me for my autograph. I never would have dreamed that.
Boy,
but you're the same way.
Wow, yes, exactly. That when you said that, I went, wow, because I say that all the time. It's like, are you kidding? I mean, I do it because they ask, but I'm like, why? You know, I'm just a turkey hunter like anybody else, you know? That's so true, Dave. I think we're a lot alike in a lot of ways. I know we are as far as rugged good looks.
Yeah, you got that right.
You know, just poor Mark. You know. I feel bad for Mark, too, because, you know, you was talking about how people crowd around you and how when Mark comes in a room, everybody goes the other way. I don't know what that's all about, but it happens a lot. Well, great. We're so cool that we could get you on this morning, and you're on the ice actually fishing and telling us about your great products. We're going to get you back on another show here when we get into Vogler.
Drive me crazy, Dave. I've just watched him catch crappie, bluegill.
He's watching you on the
walleye.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the northern yet, but this is awesome, man. Your hands look beat up, too, from all of those fish through the ice, man. I'll tell you that. Holy cow.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's a fun deal. We're going to have to actually get you up your ice fishing sometime.
Well, I'll probably need a therapist before. And does Clam still put those suicide prevention hotline numbers inside those ice clam things?
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
Actually, we have, you know, a whole side, I guess we'll call it. We'll actually come out and give you a little therapy right on the ice.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. All right, Dave. Well, have a good day fishing. Thank you for coming on the show with us. Really, really was glad to get you on the show and finally get a chance to visit with you, and can't wait to meet you in person.
Okay, great. And Chris, too, I believe the other person there.
Yeah, the Vogler Vogler.
Well, it's been really fun and looking forward, you know. It's just this time of the day. You'll find me on the ice somewhere almost.
All right. Well, we're going to call.
At a show.
Yeah, we're going to get you back when you're on the ice, and you need to catch a fish for me so I can get my six-pack back, all right?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Unbelievable.
Dave Gintz, in his own words, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, what a great guy, what a fun guy to talk to. Ice fishing. You know,
too.
I always give him all a bunch of crap about ice fishing, but it's cool. This
but
is
you
cool.
Too.
This guy's a superstar. This guy's a rock star. You realize that? I need to take a break.
There's just a ton of videos on YouTube about him.
We'll see you on the other side. There's a ton of stuff on him. He's great. Come on, the other side. We're going to the other side. We're trying to get it going.
Hope this isn't like Poltergeist, the other side.
I
don't want to go there, dude.
See you on the other side.